You're listening to Hockey Moms Uncensored, where the gloves come off and the truth comes out. Welcome back to Hockey Moms Uncensored. You're here with your hosts, Morgan Moore and Emily Johnson. We're happy to have y'all back. This is episode 9.
Yeah, almost a double digit.
That's right. That's right. Today, we're going to be talking about year-round sports, which is, it's not controversial, but I feel like a lot of people maybe have a lot of different opinions on.
For sure. Especially like different generations. I feel like our children's grandparents maybe have different opinions than we would.
That's very true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
And I think that this topic is not just with hockey. I think a lot of other sports parents can relate in their, you know, particular sport that their kids are in. So I think this is going to be a really good, well-rounded episode that's going to hit home with a lot of people.
Absolutely. I think it applies to baseball moms, football moms, hockey moms, you know, dance moms even.
Yeah, that's right. Cheerleader moms. Yeah. So not just the boys, but the girls too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you might have a good perspective too, because you have a daughter and she does dance.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just have boys right now in sports, but you're going to have a really good idea of, like, you know, what girls go through and what boys go through and trying to navigate all that. And, you know, I'm sure with your daughter, she's done dance for a long time, but now she's on like a dance team. Mm-hmm. So you've kind of had to adjust a little bit, and I don't know, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess we'll just kind of jump right into it. I feel like sports nowadays are so much different than when I was a kid.
They are.
Like, vastly different. And I mean, I played sports. I played softball. I was a cheerleader, but, and I mean, I felt like I was in a somewhat competitive space, but not like now.
It's so crazy.
And my parents, like, I had a lot of breaks. I mean, like, I would play the sport, and I even did like a travel softball team, and I did like a travel, a competition cheer squad. So, I mean, I did do a lot of things, but it's just, again, having my own kids and getting them into sports here in Alabama, it is just a whole different world.
It is. And, you know, I feel like when we were growing up, you had the option of like just playing rec league. You know, some kids were still going to play travel, but if you wanted to just play rec league, that was okay. There was still plenty of space for that, even in the older age groups. But I feel like now, at least where we live, you know, by the time you're the middle of elementary school, if you're not playing travel, especially, I'm kind of referring more to baseball at this point, but if you're not playing travel, then it's like not competitive at all, or you may not even have enough kids to make a team or enough teams to have a full league. So
it's
a whole different world.
And when I was a kid playing softball, like, you had to be like one of the best players to be on the, we called it all-stars at that time, on the all-star travel team. Now, like, there's multiple travel teams.
And there's like different divisions. And even when you go to tournaments, you'll have like pool play, and then they break those off, and the really good teams play, and then the teams play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it's almost like, it's kind of like the thought of like every kid gets a trophy, which I kind of have my own thoughts on that. But, you know, now everybody's on a travel team. So, like, now it's not just the
elite kids. Yeah.
No, it's not the best kids. It's just like, oh, you want to play? You have the money. You want to join the team. You have the time. Come on, we're going to take everybody.
Yeah. That was about to be. I feel like it's kind of become a money grab.
Yeah, that's so true. And again, like, I have different opinions about it. Like, I can see both sides. And I don't know. I guess we won't know until our kids get older. And maybe we'll never know. Because, again, just in anything in life, everybody's going to have their own opinion. But I just feel like if everybody can do it, like, what's the incentive to try hard and be the best?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree.
And it, I think too, as parents, like, we're trying, as much as we want our kids to be young and have fun and live their life, we also have to prepare them for the real world. And if we baby them and we're just like, you're the best and you're awesome, when they get into college or go look for a job and they don't get it because they weren't the best candidate, what, like, are they going to need to go to a room in color, you know?
Like, well, I'm married to a graduate school professor, and I can say, yes, they are.
They're gonna
or do puzzles. They literally have puzzles for when they get upset in graduate school.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you have like a mental breakdown.
Minty bee. Oh no, they regularly have minty bees over
minty
there.
Minty bees. They can go. So does your husband go like, go to the puzzle room? I can't see him saying that at all.
No, I don't think he coddles them as much as some, but, and I mean, that's fine. I mean, you know, it's good to have outlets, but I definitely think the coming generations are a little more used to having their feelings babied.
Yes.
I'm getting on a tangent here. You may want to delete this.
No, that's okay. I think it's good to talk about
it. But he does always talk about how the athletes are his strongest students. Yeah. Because they can handle some criticism.
Like, yeah, and that adversity crying. And not always being the best.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, putting kids in sports is very important, in my opinion. I think that it builds a lot of skills, not only athletically or physically. Mm-hmm. It builds a lot. It's a character building.
Absolutely.
You know, you learn to lose. You learn what hard work is.
Yes.
Teamwork. You know, so many different things that can prepare you for the future. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously, we'll continue to talk about that in the episode, but like, to what end? And like, how early do you start and how far do you push your kid at, our kids are seven. So like, what are we like, how can we push them to be these strong individuals and be prepared for the real world, but also not overdo it.
Right. Like Chip has grand plans to be in the NHL. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
And I definitely want to support that and, you know, provide him with all of the training that he would need if he wants to work hard enough to get there and has the talent to get there. But my main goal is for him to be a good human being and, you know, have a thick skin and know how to navigate life. And I think that team sports is one of the best ways to do that. And I think research really backs that up.
For sure. I agree. I think the same way with Stealth. He's a very active kid and he needs to focus his brain on things and really like hone in on his skills. And at seven, again, it's probably a big ask, but we have to start at some point. Like we have to start growing up and we have to start showing some responsibility. And I don't want to just coddle him to death. I mean, if you're hurt and you have a problem, like, yes, like we will hug it out, hugs, kisses, you'll be okay. But we talk a lot about like small problems and big problems. Mm-hmm. His teacher introduced that actually. And I thought that was really good. Like sometimes we do have big problems and we have to, you know, hug it out and be intentional on that love. But sometimes this is a small problem and you're going to have to pick yourself up by the bootstraps and move on.
Absolutely.
And just trying to manage that. But in sports, I feel like if he didn't do sports and we didn't put that in him, I don't think that he would be as successful as he is. Like he's very friendly. Like he has a lot of skills already that I think sports has helped him gain even in his young years.
Absolutely. Even things as simple as like learning responsibility to have your gear there, you know, making sure that your stuff is in your bag. And I won't say that my 7-year-old is 100% responsible for all that. We certainly give him plenty of help, but he's learning to, you know, check and make sure that he's got all this stuff in there. If he takes stuff out to practice at home and doesn't put it back in there, he realizes, you know, that was on him. And so I think even simple organizational skills they learn during sports.
I know when we were at the rink one day and it was after practice and Stealth was like, Mom, carry my bag. And our coach, Coach Dave, was like, Stealth, if you can't carry your own bag, you can't play hockey.
We've gotten that same lecture.
Like, thank you, Coach Dave. I appreciate that.
He saw me carrying Chip's bag one time and he said, I better never see her carrying that bag again.
And that's good. I mean, to have coaches that also see that and like we have to, you know, continue to push these boys to be like little men.
Right.
You know, I mean, again, to a degree, but they need to start taking responsibility. Yeah. And I know you're not going like, well, Chip, it's all on you. If you forget your stuff,
Too
bad. Yeah, like, I'm not helping you at all. I know it's not that extreme. But like
we're learning.
Little things. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're really trying to push Stealth to make sure he gets everything out of his bag and hangs it up and gets it, you know, takes care of his stuff and be responsible. Like, you know, if you take care of your equipment, that's only going to make you that much better when you're actually playing. Right. And it's really important to take care of your stuff. So again, I think all parents would agree that, you know, putting your kids in sports is a benefit.
Yes.
But I think to kind of like, you know, pivot a little bit, how much of that sport is
too much?
Too much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And there's, I think it's a fine line. And I think some of it is kid dependent.
Yeah.
Too. That's true. But like for example, I was a dancer. I did ballet and I burned out at junior high school when I was my daughter's age because it was year round and I was doing it multiple days a week. And I felt like I never got to see any of my friends outside of dance. And I decided I just wanted to play sports with my friends at school instead of dancing. And I kind of regret that.
Yeah.
So like I want to push my kids and want them to grow in what they're currently doing, but I also want to avoid them burning out on something that I know they're passionate about.
Right.
So it's hard.
It is hard. I know. I never burnt out. Like I feel like mine was like a pretty good relationship. I played all through high school, mm-hmm. but I had some friends that same thing happened to them, especially baseball players.
Yes.
Some of my good guy friends in high school played in Little League and mm-hmm. in middle school and were really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. And then they got to high school and they didn't play on the team.
That was my little brother. Or he quit his senior year.
I mean, and I guess it was just overload and they did it wasn't fun anymore.
Right.
So it was just
become a job.
Yes, it became a job. So like how do you prevent that? How do you, like you said, kind of read your kids, you know, what they're saying, how mm-hmm. they're acting, like how do you manage that to where you are pushing them, but they're not burning out to the point that they just absolutely quit. I mean, if he quit, I mean, I guess if he did decide to quit, we would deal with it. But it's not just an investment of his time, but my time and money too.
Yeah.
Like that would just probably break my heart.
I know. That would be so sad.
I would too. Oh,
especially since we've, you know, formed relationships with other people and we've learned about this sport and grown to love it.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, if he came to that point, we would deal with it, but I would be sad.
Exactly. Especially when you see potential.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked it up. I think there's been only like 3 NHL players from Alabama. So there's a chance. I mean, I'm not so saying.
You're telling me there's a chance.
That's right. Name that movie. Dumb and Dumber.
Got it. Nailed
it. That's right. That's right. I love that movie. So yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that there's not a chance, but we just don't live in Hockey Alley.
Right.
It's
hard to grow here.
It's going to be hard to grow here. It's probably going to get hard to get noticed. I mean, I know that's a big factor. Baseball's really big here. Mm-hmm. Football's really big here. So those sports would probably be better, but you have so many other kids that you're competing with.
And so, yeah.
That's tough.
My child, I don't think, is going to have the size for football.
No.
That he would need at our level of high school play.
That's right.
And then definitely, I mean, I'm not saying he couldn't play, but hockey's a good option.
That's right. You're right. Sometimes, like, genetics play a factor in that. Mm-hmm. Same with Stealth. I mean, he played baseball for quite a few seasons.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought that was going to be our path at first. And then he just got bored with it. He wasn't interested in it. And I was a little bit sad. And my husband will tell you, I was like, are you sure you don't want to play baseball? You were really good at baseball. And I was kind of pressuring him.
Yeah, I was too with baseball.
And my husband was like, why are you pressuring him to do something he doesn't want to do? And it was selfish. It was me because
that's what everybody does around here.
It is. Everybody plays. I had all kinds of friends at the
same way.
At the what is it called? I was
ballpark.
At the rink. The ballpark. I was at the rink. Say hockey minded. But yeah, all these friends at the ballpark and, you know, what team are you going to be on? Are you going to play this? Are you going to do this baseball camp? And then it just like stopped.
Right.
And I even now I see my friends and they're playing in like travel team this summer. And I'm like, oh, that looks so much fun. But I have to not be selfish just because I thought I wanted him to play baseball. Doesn't mean that's what he wants to do.
Well, I've always liked baseball.
Me too.
My husband doesn't like it. He thinks it's boring. He's a basketball guy. But I was bummed when he decided not to play. And he was, like you said, with Stealth, like he was pretty good. Like he was a good little hitter. But
we could have grown like, those skills. Yeah. And
Right. But no, he wasn't feeling it.
And
so
I
okay.
I think sometimes like most people, and maybe I'm wrong, but like when you put your kid in a sport, I'm not saying that they have to be good immediately, but like, you know, the kids that are athletic and you know, the kids that aren't. Some people are just not meant to play sports and that's okay.
Yeah.
Some people are meant to play the guitar or do art or whatever. And I think it's good to expose them to a lot of sports, especially at a young age
for
to kind of see what fits. But I mean, like we played baseball, even my 3-year-old, we put him in T-ball. Some of those kids just are, I don't see them playing sports for the long haul.
Yeah.
Just because athletically, I don't. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. And I'm sure.
And some of them will catch up, especially at 3. It's kind of hard to know. But
Yeah.
I feel like by kindergarten age, you can kind of.
Like who's more athletic, who's coordinated, who's going to be able to do it.
And who like likes this.
Exactly.
Who likes playing sports.
That's right. Yeah. Not like, ew, it's hot.
Not
out
like
here.
Mom forced me to come out here. yeah. Dad forced me to come out here so he could live vicariously or that's you right, know, whatever. Me. Yeah.
I know when Stealth was playing hockey, and this is one thing I'm going to back up for a second. Sometimes with kids, you have to take what they say with a grain of salt.
Mm. Oh, for sure.
Because they're 5, 6, 7 years old. When Stealth started playing at 6, we would go to like public skates or we were doing mm-hmm. little toros and he would like come off and be like, I don't like sweating. Like, I just hate sweating. And my husband got like really upset because he was like, you are athletic. Like you could be pretty good. And you're over here complaining about sweating. And maybe some parents would have been like, well, you don't like to sweat. So we need to quit playing sports. But my husband was like, look, man, no matter what you do, you are going to sweat.
Yeah.
This is part of it.
Yeah.
Even when you're an adult and you're mowing the grass, like, you're not going to sit at home and be a fat piece of shit. Sorry. Like,
100%. We have the same mindset.
So that's yeah. where the push comes in. Mm-hmm. And you can't just listen to your kid when they're like, I'm hot. Yeah. I'm sweaty. Get over it.
Right. Chip gets cramps really bad. Oh. And we're always just like, stretch him out. Yeah. Like, and he knows, like, he may get cramps, but we stretch them out. We keep
push
going.
Through the pain.
Push through it. Yeah,
that's right. Because not everything in life is going to be easy. If you're like trying right. to teach another lesson, but if he was like having a medical issue, like that's different,
right.
you know. But
right.
my legs hurt. Well, yeah, you just played hockey for
yes.
2 days straight at a tournament.
Stretch them out. And we will yeah. Theragun you. We will do whatever we can to help
yeah.
you. But it may happen. We're not going to be scared about it. We're not going to let it dictate what yeah. we do. We're just going to deal with it when it happens.
That's exactly right. And I think sometimes teaching them that resilience and like doing things you don't want to do sometimes.
Yeah.
I know for me, like sometimes I don't want to go to work. Sometimes mm-hmm. I don't want to go to the gym. Sometimes
yeah.
I don't want to clean my house. But sometimes you got to do stuff you don't want to do.
Right.
And I think also teaching kids like, I don't want to go to practice today. I don't want to go to school mm-hmm. today. Well, sometimes we have to do things we don't want to do.
Right. So, we made a commitment.
Yes.
So we're going to do it.
We're going to finish it out. And that's, again, another lesson that they're learning in these sports is just to keep pushing through even though you don't want to.
Right.
But when you talk about year-round sports, I always think about, so like in hockey, you technically could do it year-round, especially in the North.
Yeah.
I know you could
oh, yeah.
do it year-round. Here, we do have a little bit of a break during the summer because we have hockey from like September mm-hmm. to March. Then we have, I mean, we have some summer programs like camps and
yeah.
we have like a Southern Elite team. You
I was about to
do.
Say, there's that little brief travel.
Yeah. But they only played like 2 or 3 tournaments.
Yeah. And I'm not even sure. Did they end up having enough people to make the team?
So see, yeah. there's not that much interest.
Which we would have gladly done it, but it overlapped with vacations.
Yeah.
So, and well, at this point, we're still prioritizing that in the summer.
And
so.
That, no, I think that's great. And I think if it would have been more ice time than it was and
right.
maybe not
for the
more
amount
tournaments,
of money.
But for the money, I wanted it to be worth
Same.
It.
Same, yeah.
So with hockey in Alabama, I don't know if I would necessarily say it's year-round. Could
you?
You
can get pretty close
yes.
if you chose to.
If you chose to, you could still get
yeah.
lessons. I know right now we're doing, like we call it skills and drills, mm-hmm. where we go on Tuesdays and do that. So weekly, you could have something to do.
Right.
You could also do like stick and pucks here where, you know, it's like free ice and you can mm-hmm. have your stick and you can just shoot around. So it's available. But what I think happens is a lot of kids do other sports. So
yes.
soccer, baseball.
Lacrosse,
that's right.
Yeah.
Football, things like
yes.
that. So they're kind of taking their focus off of hockey and doing
mm-hmm.
something else.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I think that's good. I think it's
I
good to do another sport. Not only is it giving them a break, but just because you're not doing hockey skills, you're probably gaining strength and agility
right.
in those other sports.
Right. I mean, we did a little research and found a study that showed that about 88% of collegiate athletes played multi-sports growing up. And another article I read talked about how you definitely have to specialize at some point if you're going to reach that elite level. But most kids, they recommend waiting until later adolescence before you completely hone in on one sport. So I think multi-sports are a good option, especially if you're going to play year-round to kind of avoid burnout.
That's right. You're so smart. I'm her hype girl. I'm like, you're so awesome.
So sweet.
We go to the gym. I'm like, you're so strong. She is. She really is. That's a side note. I'm going to keep that in there. I think it's funny. So, yeah. So, to your point, with the statistics, playing multiple sports can give them a little bit of a mental break.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still being active. And
right.
being
still working on that hand-eye coordination. done everything. Still working on that hand-eye coordination and speed and agility, like you said. And I just think it's very beneficial.
Yeah. We're at the point now where Stealth only wants to do hockey right now. And yeah. I don't know why.
That's okay if that's all he wants to do.
Right. But it's weird to me because, again, we tried baseball. He does not want to do that. I've asked him multiple times.
Yeah.
Baseball is off the table. Even when his friends are playing, he doesn't care.
I feel like that one, too, you kind of have to commit to year round. So it's probably for the best that he don't want to
do that one. He likes basketball and he likes football, but we played football last year. He doesn't want to do that again. Yeah. He said he wants to do basketball, but he's just not, I don't know, like he's just not really, he's like wishy-washy.
Yeah, well in basketball season, like true basketball season, completely overlaps with hockey. Chip wanted to play basketball too, but it was kind of like, how are we going to, it's really hard to do both. So obviously hockey's his first choice. They have a summer league at our YMCA for basketball, but then that takes up your summer.
I know. So that's where it's like hard because I don't want him to burn out, and I want him to continue to play hockey, and I want him to continue to love it, but I don't want him to miss out on other sports.
Right.
But again, I can't force him to do it. I don't want to sign up and it be a fight to get to practice and get to games.
Absolutely.
And like you said, interfere with our favorite sport, that it is a problem.
Right.
I know even like with hockey, he does love it, which I think this is an age thing. Is he loves to go and play. He loves to go to practice. He loves to be with other people. Mm-hmm. But here at home, he doesn't really want to practice. And that's where I'm like, you need to practice. You need to do hockey. Or I'll give him like incentives. Like if you practice for 30 minutes, you'll get the iPad or whatever. And then sometimes I think that's wrong too, because I shouldn't have to force him to practice, which is hard, you know?
I know. It's hard to know. Like, I mean, my husband played – he played sports too, but his mom also required all of them to play an instrument, and she like forced them to practice for maybe an hour every day. And he just talked about how miserable that made him. And he's a great guitar player now.
Yeah.
But like, it's hard. I don't know. It's just hard to know, like, when do you push them and say, you have to do this, but then they kind of grow some resentment towards you.
Yeah.
Or is it better to just kind of let them,
like, lead that charge on their own.
Right, yeah.
I was telling you earlier, I saw this video of Wayne Gretzky, which is, like, the greatest hockey player of all time.
Right.
Duh. And like,
everybody knows his name.
That's right. If you don't, you probably shouldn't be listening to this podcast. But he was being interviewed, and they said, you know, like, moms would come up and ask him, like, how do I get my kid to practice, and how do I get my kid to be as good as you? And he was like, if you have to force them to practice – they don't love it enough.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be a job. It should be something that they just want to do. And I do agree with that. I think that there is just a natural love of that they always want to do it. But again, I think with my kid, he just needs a little guidance.
Right.
Just a little, like,
especially when they're so young.
Yeah. Like, you have to do this. I don't think it needs to be like that. Like, do it or you're not eating dinner. But hey, like, let's go on the porch, and I want to see you shoot. And maybe, maybe he doesn't want to do it by himself, which I get. Like, who wants to go? And he's kind of – he's the only child – not only child. He's the oldest child.
Yeah.
And he likes attention, and he – I think he just maybe wants someone out there to watch
him. Right, an encourager.
Which I'm fine to do. But I think just finding that happy balance of, like, hey, let's go practice, but not pushing him to where he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Right. Not – I don't know, not making it like punitive if they don't practice.
Exactly. Like a punishment.
Yeah.
And I also don't want it to be like a punishment either. Like, there was one day that he had gotten in trouble for doing something, and I was like, I'm taking the iPad away. And he's like, well, what can I do? And I was like, you can go outside and practice hockey.
Yeah.
Or you can like play in your room. And then I thought back and I was like, is he going to look at that as like a punishment? Like, every time we take the iPad away because he's in trouble.
Yeah.
I tell him, well, you can go play hockey.
Right.
It's like, I don't want him to like connect that to where it's a punishment.
I mean, I feel like you're just giving him options of things he can do. You know, it's not like you're like, play hockey, that's your punishment.
That's
like,
right.
You have to go give me 100 shots.
That's right. Till your fingers bleed.
Yeah.
Go do it.
Hey, hockey moms. We know you're tired from those early morning practices and late night games. And unfortunately, not every hockey rink has an on-site Starbucks. Luckily, we have a solution for you. Bucked Up Energy. With drinks ranging from 100 to 333 milligrams of caffeine, Bucked Up is sure to give you all the energy you need to cheer on your favorite hockey player. Go to buckedup.com to order and use code Emily1027 to get 10% off today.
So do you think that if a kid plays like too many sports and they're not focusing enough on like maybe the best sport that they play, yeah. do you feel like they're going to ever get behind in that sport?
I feel like it's a possibility, especially as they get older. Yeah. Kind of like referencing that research article that I read, you know, as they get a little bit older, they need to kind of hone in a little bit more if they're striving to play, you know, collegiate or above level. You know, like I mentioned earlier, I feel like with some sports, it's more so that way than others, like baseball in particular around here. Most kids that are really good at it are playing travel like year round, yeah. fall travel ball. And then, of course, in the spring. So I think it would be real easy in those areas to get behind. And, you know, I think a lot of those coaches and teams, they're expecting you to be all in year round. And I think that complicates it. I have one friend whose kid plays year round travel ball, and he also plays football, but they like never take a break from baseball. They just kind of manage to do both somehow.
Throw it in there together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I think too, like right now we have lots of rec league availability to be on a team, right? Like there's multiple teams and mm-hmm. in our, you know, our area and then the surrounding areas yeah. around us, but eventually they're going to get to high school. Yes. And if they want to play on the high school team, like there's only so many spots.
Right.
So if you're not one of, I don't even know, 20, I mean, it's probably not 20. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Let's just say something it's 20.
Like yeah.
If you're not one of 20, then like you're not going to make the team.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
is your kid going to feel then?
Right.
You know,
I mean, cause like, there's really tough. Not, I think when I was in high school, there were still some rec leagues, at least through middle school.
Yeah.
And a lot of boys would play like rec league and play on their high school team. And that's probably the case with softball too. I never played yeah. softball. But now I think, I mean, I have friends whose kids are, you know, 10, 11, and there's no rec league available for yeah. them.
So it's like you're either on the high school team mm-hmm. or you don't play at all.
Yeah.
And I know like with basketball, they have like AAU and like they do have some other programs right. that go up, like you said, more middle school, mm-hmm. but I mean, it kind of just like filters you in
right.
and funnels you into like playing at a high school level.
Yeah.
And that's what's weird about hockey is like we don't have a hockey high school
yeah,
team.
Yeah, no, not around here we don't.
So luckily for us, you can play, you know, in the rec league mm-hmm. or the house league up until you're 18.
I had a kid one time that I was talking to and he was 15 at the time and he was about to move to either South or North Carolina and was like living with a host family in order to play hockey at a more competitive level. So wow. I think if you really like his goal was to make the Junior Olympics. I don't know if he got there or not. This was like 2 years ago. I forgot what his name was, but he, you know, if they're really wanting to be that competitive, I feel like you kind of have to go outside our state
yeah.
To really grow. So
that's true. That's yeah. very true. There's a guy on my husband's D league team that he just turned 19 and he had to go into like the adult league and play like in the beer league essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause he doesn't play like at a collegiate level. He's just, you know, mm-hmm. normal person, but he wants to continue to play hockey.
Yeah.
But he's aged out of that, not youth hockey, but yeah. that, you know, that adolescent mm-hmm. hockey league. So he now has to play with 30, 40, yeah. 50 year olds.
And we do, our a few of the universities around here do have
yeah, like a club
leagues, but it's mm-hmm. yeah, like a club league. It's not NCAA
right.
sponsored or
it's not part
recognized.
Of
that. It's yeah. not NCAA recognized. So they're fun to watch, but you're not going to get a scholarship or anything. Yeah. So if you want to be a scholarship hockey player, you're going to, again, have to go
somewhere else.
Out of state, probably out of the Southeast in general, I would think.
Yeah, because it's just not, we just don't have the opportunities mm-mm. here. Mm-mm. And I just wonder, like, the kid that you were talking to, like, how did he get to that point where he was so good that his
yeah.
parents were like, you know what? We're going to send you to North Carolina.
Right.
Live with people we don't know because we want you to be
successful. In your passion. Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, he had been playing at our rink for yeah. years. So, I mean, I guess we do have the capability to build some pretty good little hockey players. They
yeah.
just have to really have the drive
right.
to make it work.
My husband wants to, at some point, if Stealth continues to play hockey, he wants us to take him. It would probably be like a vacation. Like the whole family
yes.
would go to like the Northeast or mm-hmm. Minnesota and like
Canada.
Let him do a camp. Canada
yeah.
and do a camp. And
we'll
I guess we would all chill.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do that as like groups.
Yes,
like,
I think absolutely. You
know, the Johnsons and the Moores. We'll just like take a trip and
I'm
we'll go do fun
it.
Stuff while they go to camp.
Yeah.
But I would just like to see like the difference between like a camp in the north and a camp down here.
Absolutely.
I mean, again, we can be competitive. I'm not saying that we're that far behind, but I just want to know like where would we rank like our kids, would they just be like the worst one? Right. Or would they like be able to hang?
With I've wondered the else? Same thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's on our goal list too, if he sticks with it.
Just go on a little adventure. Mm-hmm. We'll plan it.
I'm here for it.
This is where parents get a little crazy. Like, my kid's 7 and we're going to go to Canada and do
it. See how he does.
That's right.
See Canadian how hockey player.
That's right. Mine over there, I'm like, you know, just making sure he's paying attention and not like hitting somebody with his stick. So.
We'll give him another year or two to grow.
That's right. A little maturity can grow. I also feel like with other sports, like you said, with baseball, you do have to make that decision of, do we give up our summer and like focus all on the sport? Because like you have a life too.
Yes.
You know? I mean,
I would like to think so.
I would like to do stuff too. I know when I played softball and I was on the all-star team, there was one year that we didn't do it because my parents were like, we just want to have a free summer.
Yeah.
You know, just do nothing.
Go to the beach.
Yeah, exactly. I have a friend that her little boy played in baseball. He played regular season and they asked him to be on one of the travel teams. Mm-hmm. And she was like, we're just not committed to that right now. Like he likes it and that's all good. But like he likes also to jump on his trampoline.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean,
like, swimming. And,
They're 7. So we have to, you know, meet them where they are.
Yes.
They say that a lot in the corporate world where I work. Meet them where they are and not pressure them to do something they don't want to do.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, developmentally, just free play is super important too. Like, we want them to have some structured play. We want them to be good teammates and learn the things from team sports. But I also think that they need time to just go outside and play in the woods and wade through a creek and, you know, get dirty and just use their imaginations and be kids. And I think that, you know, we've probably in some ways overscheduled our children to their detriment, but it's just finding that happy medium.
They say in like foreign countries, there's a lot less structure. It's a lot more free play, a lot more just, even in like the adult life, it's just not so like focused on their job. It's just a lot more free flowing and easygoing. And you're right. There's a lot of stress in like getting kids here, especially when you have multiple kids and getting them here. And I have a job. And I mean, there's so many things that you're trying to do. And I mean, I don't feel like we're crazy, but there are parents out there that are like, you're going to be good at this sport, whether you like it or not. We're going to practice, you know, go out and shoot the basketball, hit off the tee. Yeah. Like, we're going to do this. And like you said, some resentment probably builds up with that kid.
Absolutely.
And the parent is living vicariously through their child.
Like, I remember when my dad was coaching my brother's baseball team, there was a kid on his team who was very talented, but his dad was a psycho. And I will give this caveat. He ended up playing for the Rockies.
Okay.
And MLB play. I mean, he he went all the way.
Maybe there's something to that.
Maybe there's something to it. But he told my dad one time, I wish you were my dad. Because his dad was so hard on him. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be kind of hard on him. And my dad was relatively hard on my brother. I mean, he expected him to push himself and do really well. But I just thought, like, that really resonated with me. Like, that his dad was so hard on him. And, like, literally all he could do was eat, sleep, and breathe baseball. And he was, like, so, I don't know, he felt that weight so heavily that he was like, I wish this guy was my dad because he's not as brutal. But
it's like that pressure and that,
yeah,
I feel like that could really mess them up in their self-worth of like, if I don't perform,
absolutely,
they're not going to love me. Or if I'm not good at like that's their whole self-worth, like who they are and their identity. Yeah. Like, my mom's not going to like me if I'm not good at hockey.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's not going to be proud of me, or my dad's not going to be happy. And that's a lot. That's a big weight to lift.
Mm-hmm.
I also think, like you were kind of saying about like with dance, like you kind of wish you had maybe stuck with it.
Yeah.
I know my husband, he played sports all through elementary and middle school. And then he ended up focusing on golf in eighth grade. And then he only played golf after eighth grade.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting a scholarship and played in college. And then he also tried to play on like the mini tour a little
bit.
And golf is a very hard sport. And one day it's like you're awesome. And then the next day it's like you've never hit a golf ball. But he feels, I know, right? He feels like, I mean, his parents were great. I mean, they drove him an hour and a half, like once or twice a week to do lessons. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did what they could, but he wishes that they had done more. So, you know, he's like, I wish my parents had pushed me more or, you know, done things to help me be better.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what the outcome would have been. So again, it's like if you push too hard, you have a kid that like psychologically is like messed right. up. And then if you don't push hard enough, you have that regret yeah. of like, man, if I had tried yeah. harder, or if my parents had pushed me a little bit more or done this, where would I have been?
Yeah. I've definitely had thoughts before. I wish that my parents had made me keep dancing, or had, yeah. had just said, let's switch studios and see if you like a different yeah. studio better. And that's okay. I don't, mom, if you listen to this, I promise I don't hold that against you. But yeah. sometimes I kind of wish that. But also as a parent, I know you don't have a playbook. You're doing this for the first time too. So it's really hard to know, like, when do I, you know, push them and make them do something, even if they're not really wanting to right now. And when do you, you know, throw up the white flag and say, okay, yeah. we'll move on.
My biggest worry is that we've played these other sports. Now we're focusing on hockey, and that's all he wants to do right now, which is fine.
Yeah.
But then let's just say in 3 years, he's like, you know what? I want to play baseball again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Am I going to say no? I don't know. Probably not, but.
Well, that's what my daughter did. She, you know, did ballet for a couple of years, which obviously I loved ballet. So I was kind of hoping she'd be into that. And then yeah. she decided, I want to do gymnastics. So we switched to gymnastics for like 3 years. And then she decided, I hate gymnastics. I want to do ballet again. I want to dance.
Yeah.
And when we switched back, like, that really was her passion. She really does love to dance, or more lyrical and jazz than ballet. But so it's kind of like, man, should I have made her stick with dancing? Yeah. Should we have just tried something different?
Was she behind? Like, did she have to play catch up a little
bit? She definitely had to play some catch up. That's which is okay. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of found her niche now and is on the middle school dance team. But
all worked out.
It did work out. But still, sometimes I'm kind of like, oh, maybe we should have just done dance all along. Yeah. But
how are you supposed to know?
Yeah.
We don't have a crystal ball to say, like, yes, this is the right decision.
Right.
I need that, like, little crazy eight. What's that? Yeah. The magic eight ball. The magic eight ball. Should we play hockey forever? Yeah. Yes. I don't know. You know what I mean? That's what I would have been saying.
Try again.
Inconclusive. I know that's my biggest fear, is that he is going to play hockey for a couple of years, and then for whatever reason in his little mind be like, I want to play baseball. And you're like, honey, you can't even catch the ball.
Yeah, like, we are so far behind.
We are so far behind, and what are we going to have to do and pay? And because, again, I think my husband wishing maybe his parents had pushed him a little more, like, he will spare no expense. Like, oh, you want lessons? Okay, we're going to go to Alabama. I don't know, maybe not that. But he is very willing to do what we have to do, and I don't know. I hope that day never comes. But, you know, kids are so wishy-washy about stuff sometimes that, you know, like, oh, my friend's playing basketball, I want to play basketball. Right, oh, well, my friend's playing baseball, I want to play baseball. And we were the ones that kind of put him in hockey and just thought maybe he'll like it. And he obviously did. But I don't know. It's just that fear of, we've spent so much time, we've spent so much money and effort, and then for you to just not want to do it anymore. I don't know. And then, like, I truly think, in full transparency, if he got to the point maybe in high school that he was like, I don't want to play anymore, but he wasn't good at any other sport, I think I would almost be like, no, you have to finish out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I say I that. Play but then he would year. Hate me. He'd be like, I hate this and you're making me play, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think it would just depend on the situation. I don't know. But I do my husband and I have agreed that we will require them to play at least one sport.
Okay, that's a fair.
Throughout.
Yeah,
that's fair. Or, you know, dance. Something active.
Yes.
It can be the mountain bike team.
Yeah.
But you got to have something active. You're not going to just, like, come home and sit. Yeah. I mean, maybe when they're, like, 17, if they want to work. But I'm going to discourage that, because I quit playing sports my senior year of high school because I decided I wanted to make money and work instead. And I wish I hadn't done that, because you've got your whole life to make money. And I know some kids, you have to do that.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But I don't want my kids to spend their high school years working. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I won't let them have a job, but
that not be their main focus.
Yeah.
It's like the job doesn't come, take precedence over the sport.
The sport and academics, obviously.
Exactly. But I know when I was in high school, I was a cheerleader and I loved softball, so I did like doing those. But my parents always said, they were teachers, and they were like, look, if you do sports or clubs or whatever, you won't have to get a job. So I ended up joining the golf team. I was terrible at golf. But, like, in my mind, I'm like, if I don't have to get a job, I will join
I'll
play whatever sport. I wasn't tall enough to do volleyball, and I think it, like, you know, overlapped. Volleyball. But I was like, I will do whatever in order to not have to, like, get a job. And I appreciated that. Like you said, they let me just, like, focus on school and sports and friends and things like that. But kind of what you were saying, like, you know, if they wanted a little job, that's fine. Like, cause,
absolutely. Yeah, like in the summer.
Yeah, or to make whatever. A little money. Yeah. But I don't want that to be, if I am able to provide for you and not make you do that, and you are showing me that you are committed to school and your activities and your sports, I'm not going to make you do that. I'll give you gas money. I'll give you money for food and things like that. So it is. It's so hard. I know everyone's going to relate to this. Like, it's so hard being a parent and making these choices.
Yes.
And you never know how it's all going to turn out, because like, you can put your best foot forward and try so hard, and they still can get screwed up.
Yeah. I mean, I always say they're going to end up in therapy from something I did.
Yeah.
So I just hope that they recognize that everything I did was with their best interest at heart. And I, you know, certainly making mistakes, and I, you know, try to think about my own parents in that way. Is like I said, like we said, there's no playbook.
Yeah.
They're living life for the first time, just like we are. So I hope that my kids will know that when they grow up.
Yeah.
And even my missteps were done with, like I said, their best interest at heart.
That's right. And when they have kids, they can do what they want.
Right. They'll screw somebody up down the road too. Screw our little grandkids
maybe
up.
Maybe in a different way. That's right.
Okay, moms, hockey expenses might have you in a five-year-old bra, but with Splendies, there's no reason for your panties to be old. Splendies sends you three new pairs of cute panties every month for just $16.99, and right now, you can get your first month for only $5. Go to splendies.com to subscribe today.
So, I have some friends that I follow on, like, social media, and they have videos of their kids, like, outside practicing and, like, going the extra mile.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you wish your kids did that? Because mine does not do that on his own.
Yeah. Definitely. I have people like that, too. And I will say Addie has gotten, since making the middle school dance team, she's gotten a lot better about practicing on her own and stretching on her own. Chip goes through spurts, I feel like. My hockey player, he has times where he's like, okay, I'm going to go outside and practice hockey, or I'm going to go outside and practice lacrosse. And then he has times where he's like, I just want to jump on the trampoline. And I think that's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, as they get older, I hope that discipline will be there where they're willing. Because I feel like when I played sports in high school, I could have done a lot better with practicing outside of school.
Me too.
Practice.
I agree.
And I would have been a much better athlete if I had better discipline.
Yeah.
And so I hope that we'll instill some of that into them so that they're willing to go the extra mile, like you said.
For sure.
To be better.
I know Cody, which my husband's like very type A and like very disciplined and structured. Right. And
why he had a scholarship to play in college. Yeah.
They said that he got his first set of golf clubs, and they said that like after he would practice, he would take them home and he would like clean them every single day, every single night.
Yeah.
Like he wanted them to be clean. I think his parents had said like, this is the set of golf clubs like you're going to have throughout,
yeah.
which was not true because like he ended up having to get
you grow and grow and
his skill level got better, so he had to have better clubs. But I mean, like, just he took so much care of his equipment,
took pride in
what he was doing.
Yeah.
And then they said that like every single day, like he would hit like thousands and thousands of golf balls, like hours and hours and hours of just hitting golf balls over and over and over. Even when we started dating, he was at the golf course like till like late at night on the putting green, just like putting and hitting. And I mean, just very disciplined. Mm-hmm. And I think some kids are just, that's just who they are.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
I don't know if that can be taught. I think it can be taught because like I am not as disciplined of a person, but I am becoming more disciplined.
Yeah.
It's more conscious. It's more of a conscious effort that I have to
make. It comes easier to some people than others, I think. And I also think finding your passion makes a huge difference as well.
That's very true. But I think sometimes I've been envious of people that I see on social media. Same. And I'm like, your kid is like,
I know,
killing
like
it.
A beast.
And mine's over here like, I want to watch, you know.
Yeah, can I have more iPad time?
Yeah, can I play on my Switch? Yeah.
Yeah.
Quit being addicted to your iPad. So I think that's like that's hard because I can't compare. And
he is. Eyes on your own paper.
Exactly. Stay in your lane. We need those blinders on.
Which I do that for myself too. I mean, I'll be, like, we like to lift weights, and like I'll see another girl lifting heavier than me, and I'm like, oh shit, I gotta lift heavier.
I gotta be better than her.
And I'm like, no, eyes on your own paper.
That's
like,
right. Focus on you.
Focus on you. Grow better than yesterday.
That's right. See, I'm glad I don't have that problem because, like, I don't. We're at the gym. I'm like, you're doing 80? Cool. I'm doing 50. It doesn't bother me. It's okay. It's That's okay. why we're good gym buddies. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and I've been doing it a lot longer, so I wouldn't expect you to be lifting the same weights I am. I'm also bigger than you.
You're not. You're stronger than me.
Yes, I am.
But I do think that, like you said, some things can't be taught. It has to be maybe learned and progressed. And mm-hmm. I do think that, like, sometimes with success, that also, like, makes you want to do it more. So,
oh, absolutely.
Like, you know, like, you start seeing you're looking good in the gym, it makes you want to do it more.
Absolutely.
Or you win a tournament, or you make a certain team, like, that might make you want to keep doing
it. So, I was so glad we finally won some games towards the end of the season, because, you know, seasons start a little bit rough. If you've listened to our previous episodes, you know.
Yeah.
And I do think, like, when they finally got those wins, that was just, like, fuel on the fire for them to want to practice and want to do better and want to keep going.
Yeah. I also think that Stealth is kind of like me, and he has, like, object permanence, where it's, like, if it is not, like, in my direct, like, circle or line of sight, like, I almost, like, forget about it.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yes. I mean, I have friends, like, and I love them, like, friends that I've worked with or friends back in Kentucky, and it's, like, it's not that I don't care about you, want to be your friend, but, like, I don't talk to them that much because you're just not around.
You're not,
and I don't think about you because I'm just, I don't mean that mean. I do think about you.
And you'll be, like, scrolling Facebook one day, and you're like, oh, that's my friend. I need to check on them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
I do that, too.
I just wonder if Stealth kind of has that, too, and I know Cody does. We talk about this all the time, but it's, like, if it's not hockey season and we're not, like, constantly just, like, going to the rink, like, would he forget about it?
Right.
I don't think he would. But, you know, if it's like if you play multiple sports, it's like, okay, it's baseball season. We're going to focus on baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, it's basketball season. We're going to focus on basketball. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, kids and people, you know, if it's not something that you're committed to and disciplined to do, it's easy to just kind of be like,
let it fall by the wayside.
Yeah, exactly. So I think all in all, when it comes to year-round sports, what I have gathered from this conversation is, every kid is different.
Absolutely.
You have to figure out what works for you, what's going to be best for them. And at the end of the day, you have to give yourself some grace, because if you're just doing the best that you can for your kid, that's all you can ask for.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of shitty parents out there. So if you care about being a good parent, that means you're a good parent.
Exactly.
So I think year-round sports can be great. They can have a lot of benefit, but I also think that if you push them too far and you're the one that's going to know that about your kid, it could be a detriment.
Right.
But again, they're all going to be screwed up at some point. So
exactly.
It'll be good. But I think, again, as a parent, we just have to understand that we're trying our best, and we just have to make the best decision we can for each kid.
Absolutely. And I think as long as your kid feels supported at the end of the day and knows that you're going to help them pursue their passions, then they're not going to be too screwed up.
That's right.
A little screwed up, probably.
We're all screwed up.
Yeah.
It's just what degree. All a little off.
Right.
What degree we're
screwed up. Just trying to keep them functionally screwed up.
Yeah. They're going to go to their therapist and be like, my mom cared about me too much. Really?
What?
Okay. Let's go to the puzzle room and let's work out our puzzle. You'll be fine. We hope you've enjoyed our episode today. We've had a lot of fun talking about, you know, what you should do with your kids. I don't think we really know the answer. No one knows the answer, but it's been fun to talk about it, and we appreciate y'all hanging out with us today.
Yeah, so y'all join us next week. We're going to talk about toxic masculinity and how we feel like sports, particularly contact sports, can play a role in helping you kind of hone in the positives of masculinity without leaning towards that toxic vibe.
That's right. I love it. Toxic. I feel like that's a buzzword, toxic masculinity.
Oh, for sure.
So I'm excited to get into that. So again, please join us next week on Hockey Moms Uncensored.
Bye, y'all.